Good morning. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. First Monday of November, and we got good news. Friday afternoon, U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Ag Statistics Service says it will release several key ag reports coming up this month, including the monthly crop supply and demand report, not issued in October due to the government shutdown. NAS will release its crop production and world ag supply demand estimates November 14th. That report should provide the government's first estimate of U.S. corn and soybean production since September, when most of the Midwest harvest was not yet underway. Some publications have surveyed farmers who have said USDA's yield projection has been much too high. So we'll find out in 2 weeks. USDA's monthly cattle on feed report will be released on schedule November 21st, after the October report was not released. The 98th annual National FFA Convention in Indianapolis is history, and a new group of young adults were selected to serve as National FFA officers for the 2025-26 year. The new national officer team includes Trey Myers of Oklahoma, the National FFA president, National FFA secretary Lily Nyland of Michigan, the Central Region Vice President Claire Wopel of Nebraska. Other regional vice presidents selected were from Delaware, Oregon, and Tennessee. U.S. Department of Agriculture transferred $13 billion from its Commodity Credit Corporation into a new Farmer Support Program fund, all tied to tariff relief. A move that has drawn scrutiny because, once again, lawmakers were not informed. Government Executive reports the CCC is a long-standing account that supports core farm programs like conservation payments, dairy margins, and price support. But because the funds were shifted without notifying Congress, some critical programs are facing shortfalls. About $3 billion of the transferred money was later returned to resume operations of certain USDA services and reopen agency offices during the government shutdown. But roughly $10 billion remains in the office of the secretary, unused, pending activation of the tariff relief program. U.S. Senate voted to end President Trump's global tariffs, including that on Taiwan, sending the measure to the House, while the U.S. Supreme Court may have the final word. The Senate voted 51-47 to end Trump's declared national emergency in April to impose global and reciprocal tariffs, including on China and other major U.S. ag trading partners. Finance Committee top Democrat Ron Wyden sponsored the joint resolution, which the House won't take up till March, if then. There's your morning farm news. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with the Monday morning markets.